more coming your way shortly as well. So we'll keep you an eye out there. Saw Jerome Ford on the practice field today. Found his way out there, according to multiple reports. So, yeah, you know, they're getting healthier. They're getting healthier. Now, the other one, too, our buddy Scott Petrak put out here on the X, I expect DeJuan Jones to make his first start at left tackle in place of Jedrick Wills. So he thought, so not practicing today was Jedrick Wills, Jordan Hicks, and Ronnie Hickman. Jerome Ford resumed practice today and saying he expects DeJuan Jones to make his first start at left tackle in place of Jedrick Wills.
Let's see how he does. Is that concerning to you? It's a little concerning, but I just don't think he's... I had such high hopes for him, but just everything seems... Is he injured? Is he... You know, he's not where we thought he'd be at this point in the season. But then again, nobody on the offensive line is really, even the guys that we absolutely love and think are going to the Hall of Fame. It's been tough. You can't play all five positions at once.
All right, the Friday Injury Report brought to you by Slater and Zurs. Experience you need, results you want. Visit SlaterZurs.com to get your free consultation. Your game status is here. Wyatt Teller is questionable for this game. Jerome Ford is out. Ronnie Hickman is out. Jordan Hicks is out. Jedrick Wills out for this game. So you will be without left tackle Jedrick Wills for this game. Again, Wills out, Hicks out, Hickman out, Jerome Ford out, Wyatt Teller questionable.
I hope they have Teller back this week.
I hope they have Teller back too.
Yeah.
Michael Dunn has done a really, really nice job. Don't get me wrong in any way, shape, or form, but boy, there's a reason why Teller's a Pro Bowler.
I'm just looking at the points that Baltimore's been able to put up over the last couple weeks here. And
their offense hums, man. Yeah. You can't get around it. That offense really hums. And what has happened this year is you're seeing, once again, Lamar Jackson getting more comfortable into that offense and turning into more of a pocket passer who can run. Like, it is nuts to watch him and how he's operating in there. We'll see. Zay Flowers may not play in this game. Same thing with Marlon Humphrey. John Harbaugh has kind of danced around the question all week, so something to keep an eye out when you get the Sunday injury report. But it definitely...
Think about this. Think about this stat. Awesome. The Browns haven't reached 20 points all season. Baltimore's never gone under 20 points this season.
We'll see, man. We now go live to Berea for Browns head coach Kevin Stefanski.
I don't blame him for not saying who's starting, though. From a coach view, from a strategy point of view, I don't think it's that big a deal if he... Like, we might want to know as fans and just like, oh, okay, this is who's starting at left tackle. But, I mean, what good does it do him to tell anybody? Also, I kind of like the fact he's been asked about the play calling because the question that came out about Ken Dorsey calling the plays, Ken made it sound like it could be week to week. But when the head coach steps up there and goes, no, I envision him calling the plays for the rest of the year, I kind of feel like he's kind of stepped up and he's wearing the big boy pants on this. I don't know if this is on him truly looking in the mirror, the reflection, if this is the front office or ownership saying, hey, you know, you want to save this, you might want to let him call the plays or let somebody else go. We brought him in here for a reason.
You're not going to know until the tell-all book is written.
Yeah. So
I mean, that's kind of where it all is. It's all speculation until somebody either writes the 5,000-word tell-all piece or the tell-all book is written. Like, who forced whom to do what? We just know that there's a play calling change, and we'll see if the offense looks any different and if the play sequencing looks any different, and we'll see anything from there because it's all a grand unknown.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll play quick predicts. You know you love playing that. And what do we do? How do you do it? It's so simple. You either go to X at CLE Talking Heads or you go to the phones, 216-474-0092. You will tell us the score of the Ravens-Browns game on Sunday and then what Monday morning's headline is. It's that simple. It's that easy. But before we do that, let's be generous.
92.3 The Fan is looking for a winner.